humans who were alive 400,000 years ago have had their genome sequenced, or at least part of them. For the first time, researchers have extracted and sequenced the mitochondrial DNA from an incredibly ancient human, and it's offering up a whole new way of looking at human evolution by uncovering some unexpected links. Well, the findings were published this week in the journal Nature, and they come from a team at the Max Planck Institute of Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig in Germany. Well, these ancient fossils come from Spain at a site called Cima de los Huesos, the Pit of Bones. And trust me when I tell you that this must be one of the most difficult places to work. Check this out. To reach it, the scientists had to crawl for hundreds of metres through a network of tiny dark tunnels, then drop down a 13-metre vertical shaft. But it's because of this incredible inaccessible location that these bones have been so well preserved. The humidity in this cave system is close to saturation, and apparently the temperatures are a constant 10.6 degrees centigrade all year round. And frankly, the fact is that no one else has been there. This is such a difficult place to get to. They were the first ones to find these very, very ancient bones.
Were people living there? Is that why the bones are in the cave?
Did you know they don't actually know? This is a really exciting part of the story, is that we don't really know why these ancient humans went that far into this system of caves. It could have been some spiritual thing. We really don't know. Big part of the mystery is that. The thing about these findings was strange, is because these bones, based on their physical shape, were thought to belong to Neanderthals. But the DNA sequence revealed that the fossils are actually more closely related to another highly mysterious group of early humans called Denisovans. Now, I'd never heard of Denisovans before. They really aren't very well known. So it was thought that these Denisovans were the Asian cousins to the European Neanderthals. But now the big question is, how on earth did this Denisovan DNA end up in hominins in Spain?
And also at that time point, because it's very, very old, isn't it?
Very, very old indeed. It goes a long way back into our kind of ancestral family tree. And there are various possible explanations for what's going on. No one actually knows the answer to this yet. This is really work in progress. These Pit of Bones fossils could represent a distinct group, both from Neanderthals and Denisovans. Another more likely scenario is that they could both be related to the ancestors of both Neanderthals and Denisovans. Or it could be a case of inbreeding, which is always what we hear about with these early humans, that the Pit of Bones people may be inbred with another, as yet unidentified, group of early humans that brought that Denisovan DNA with them from Asia.
Thank you, Helen.